A visit to the dentist's office can cause nervousness and anxiety. But being a dentist is no picnic either, says Dr. Ilona Bauer.
So there's definitely stress. You know, you work in a small environment. It's very exact. It's very precise. Plus, you're managing the patient as a comfort. So there's great stress right there.
So Bauer practices mindfulness meditation at a yoga center in downtown Washington.
You might begin by taking some deeper breaths.
Hugh Byrne has been teaching mindfulness since 2000. He says it's about focusing on the present.
So as you sit here or lie here, see if you can open to whatever you're experiencing right now.
Americans work more and have less time off than people in most other countries. And even outside the workplace, technology and multitasking make it increasingly impossible to disconnect. But shutting off like this is becoming so popular that Time magazine recently declared a mindful revolution. Critics say mindful meditation is a fad that strips an ancient Buddhist tradition of its moral content. Byrne prefers to see mindfulness as
a broad doorway for people to come in. You know, people who might say, well, I'm not really interested in Buddhism or Eastern spirituality, but I do want less stress. I do want less anxiety.
Surveys show that young Americans increasingly consider themselves spiritual but not religious. Byrne says mindfulness is for them.
Nobody's proselytizing. Nobody's saying, you've got to do this, you've got to believe this. It's really being offered in this very open-handed way of kind of like, if this doesn't work for you, great, there may be many other things that do work for you.
After half an hour, it's over. Bauer says it helped her sort the muddle in her head.
It was just chatter, chatter, energy, very jittery energy inside my body, tension. And now I feel like almost I'm speaking slower. My body is more relaxed. My heartbeat is slower.
Bauer grew up without a religious upbringing in the former Soviet Union. Now she says she might just give Buddhism a try. Jerome Sokolovsky, VOA News, Washington.